Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Live from the Palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor, 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Friday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number to jump on in. 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Got Stuart Kovacs, Moist Mike, rocking and rolling with me, all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Shaq Barrett, the former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, now a part of the Miami Dolphins after this offseason. He's going to swing by 20 minutes from now. In hour number two, Kevin Keats, the head basketball coach at NC State with the Wolfpack. 5 wins in 5 days to win the ACC championship. And then last night was able to take care of business up against Texas Tech. And they will go on to face Oakland, the Golden Grizzlies. And their head coach, Greg Campy, is going to stop by at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific today. So we got a whole lot to do. Earlier today, you had Northwestern as a 9 seed take care of the Cinderella Darlings of last year's NCAA tournament, FAU, by a final score of 77-65 in overtime. FAU had a chance to put the game away up 2 in regulation. They missed the first free throw. You had Northwestern grab the rebound. They hit a layup. That tied it up. Then John L. Davis took his sweet time, got off a 3. It was no good. And then in overtime, Northwestern outscored FAU, the Owls of FAU, 19-7. Baylor took care of business up against Colgate today in the 3-14 game, 92-67 for Scott Drew's squad to get a victory. And we have 2 games underway right now. San Diego State, who was in the national championship game a year ago, they're a 5 seed up against UAB, who got into the NCAA tournament because they won the American. San Diego State is up 35-29 with the second half just underway. And at halftime, Tyler Kolek is back for Marquette to start this game. He had 13 points. Things look good out of the gate for Marquette. But Shaka Smart's squad, who is a 2 seed, and they made it to the championship game of the Big East before losing to UConn, they're in danger. They're in trouble through the first 20 minutes as Western Kentucky is up 43-36. But let's start off with the stunning development from last night. And this is why you have to love March Madness. Full disclosure, I don't care about your brackets, all right? And in my bracket, which you shouldn't care about it, and this is not just because I got it wrong, even though I was in the moment knowing I had Kentucky in the championship and I had them losing to UConn, I didn't give a rat's ass. Because when you have those games and you have a top program, a blue blood program like Kentucky, and they're battling it out and they are not performing well, and Oakland was better from the jump, and you find out that it's not even Oakland from the West Coast, they're in Detroit, And you have this great story of Greg Campy. I know Rome had him on earlier this week. He's been at the school for 40 years, and he makes like $300,000 a year, where Coach Cal makes $10 million a year. It's David versus Goliath. And when that game is playing out last night, and you're just waiting for Kentucky to overtake the game and to finally get a lead, anytime they had an opportunity down two to tie up the game, or maybe you hit a three and you go take the lead, Kentucky projectile vomited. It was wild. Like, it's one thing to not show up, but it's another thing to just mentally break down in a game. And you had Kentucky getting stuffed by the rim on a dunk. You had a player driving and the ball goes off his foot. How many ill-advised passes were they going to make? It was stunning watching it. And I know a few years ago, Kentucky didn't make the tournament. I know last year, after winning their first round game, they bat out in the round of 32. Heck, they were the team as a two seed that lost to St. Peter's that started Shaheen Holloway's run when it was a 2-15. And this is why this one's painful. And don't get me wrong, I'm elated for Oakland. I can't wait to chat to Greg Campy coming up in the final hour of the show. But for some reason, one way or the other, whether you like him or not, I've always been a fan of John Calipari. And on this show, I never shy away from opinions. We never shy away from passionate takes, obviously. And I know sometimes people expect their media to be unbiased and just give you the take. No, this is a sports talk radio program. I've said this numerous times. Well, I cringe when I'm at these conferences or when I'm speaking at colleges and people go, sports journalist Zach Gelb. I am not a sports journalist whatsoever. I'm a talk show host. I'm a personality. I'm paid to give an opinion. I'm paid to entertain. So I don't shy away from embracing that I've always been a mega fan of John Calipari. But even with that being said, and I did not think I was going to have this opinion last night, and it was going to carry over in today, it's time for John Calipari to go at Kentucky. It just is. Because here's why. Coach Cal is still a good coach. Coach Cal, he turned 66 in February. He could go coach for another decade. But when we're talking about a blue blood, when we're talking about the great brand of Kentucky, when we're talking about those great fans, they expect not only a championship, they expect championships. And I'm not talking about just winning the SEC. I'm talking about winning the national championship. I'm talking about surviving in the first round, even when you don't have a great effort, then beating the brakes off a team in the round of 32, then getting into the Sweet 16, then winning in the Elite Eight, winning in the Final Four, and then winning in the championship game. And I know Cal has been extremely successful. There's a reason why he's already in the Hall of Fame with what he did at UMass, with what he did at Memphis, and yes, also winning a championship at Kentucky. But now you have met a dead end. Now you have met a roadblock where Cal is still successful. Cal got a lot out of this team when they were struggling. And they had everyone believe in headed into this tournament. And not only everyone believing, Cal was believing in his team. Cal was believing in himself. How many times did he say this team was ready for March? And you heard it last night. He even reiterated it in his postgame presser or his postgame interview with Evan Washburn. Right? He even acknowledged, this one hurts because I really thought this team was capable of accomplishing something special. And outside of UConn, and that's big to say outside, there's really no team that anybody fears in this year's version of the NCAA tournament. So all it takes is UConn going down and every other school says, okay, we have a chance. But in order to have a chance, when you are a three seed, you can't let a team that was extremely confident in Oakland just dominate you. And I don't want to hear the players weren't ready for the moment. You know, you have two freshmen that really did nothing that are going to the NBA. This is what Cal does. And I know they've had some upperclassmen. Heck, their best player was a senior in Reeves with what he did. But their youngsters didn't show up, and still with everything. You had a player on the other team, historical from three. With everything that was going wrong, with 5 minutes left, they were right in striking distance. They had an opportunity to win the game. And Cal couldn't get it out of his players, and his players didn't have the toughness to survive and advance. And I know it's an expensive buyout. It would cost Kentucky nearly $34 million to get rid of John Calipari. I don't care, though. And this is coming from someone who once again loves John Calipari. I'm a massive fan of John Calipari. I was believing in this team. But you got to ask yourself this. Will John Calipari ever win another national championship at Kentucky? And the answer is an easy no. They could have good teams. They could be close. They could go on some good runs. But I just don't envision, with how it's played out the last few years, missing the tourney, losing to St. Peter's, losing in the round to 32, and now this one. I don't want to call it a cherry on top of the sundae. It's a pretty crappy sundae. But you lose to Oakland. And the criticism sometimes of a big fan base like that is unfair. Any Kentucky fan that calls me up today at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, and says, Zach, it's time for John Calipari to go. Last year I would have argued. 2 years ago I would have argued. 5 years ago I would have argued. I just can't argue it anymore. Because it's the perfect time to reset. It's the perfect time to retool. And I get it. Cal's great with the transfer portal. Cal's great with NIL, right? He was the first one on Rome saying, oh, yeah, our managers have NIL deals. So this is not an older coach or a coach getting up there in age who's refusing to adapt, who's refusing to change to NIL or the transfer portal, and that expedites his retirement. No, he's all in on the new way and the new standard of college basketball, whether he says it or not. But the problem here is, can you get the Wildcats back to a Final Four? Can you get the Wildcats back to a championship game? Can you get the Wildcats standing on the podium with your team next to you, and you have one shining moment playing when everyone has a smile on their face and you're hoisting another national championship trophy? And I just don't think they have it anymore. I don't think he could do it, because it's blunder after blunder for the last half decade. And you can't tell me it's a talent problem. You can't tell me that they don't have enough good players, because Oakland, on paper, their roster is nowhere close to what your roster is. So I think you got to bite the bullet here. You got to get the $34 million, and you got to say to Cal, you're a legend. You're a great coach. We're going to honor you. We're going to do all that. But you're going to continue your coaching career somewhere else. And it's just time for Kentucky to get younger, bring in a younger coach, and bring in someone that could start to build the next decade of Wildcats hoops. Because right now, I really do believe John Calipari has reached his ceiling at Kentucky. And it pains me to say this, because I gravitate towards big personalities. I love big personalities from my college coaches. I've always loved John Calipari. But I just don't think at Kentucky he could find a way to get this group back to where it's not just, oh, you're a top five seed in the tourney, right? Oh, you're a two seed. Oh, you're a three seed. We've seen that. We've seen that recently. But against St. Peter's, they out-efforted you. Against Oakland, they wanted it more. And that just can't happen. And I know it's risky. I know it's dangerous. But it's time for a new voice, and it's time for a new identity with Kentucky. And it's been a phenomenal run for Coach Cal. No one's going to say he's been a disaster. You know, people say, oh, he's been a disappointment. The guy won a championship. The guy restored the dominance of Kentucky basketball. But all good things come to an end. And I'd rather get rid of a coach a few years earlier rather than a few years too late. And that's the thing. I don't think he's getting it back to a championship-looking program and a championship-winning program. And that's why I would start to find that next guy right now, find the money, and you get rid of Coach Cal. Samter, what's cooking? It looks like you got something to say.
I mean, so you brought it up, but for me, it has nothing to do with Cal as a coach. It just has to do with how he recruits. He brings in the best talent, but he's bringing in all the one and dones. And we know with the NCAA tournament, so much of it is about experience. And yes, he had that one group that was just so talented as freshmen that they won the title. But eventually, when you get to the tournament and you have a bunch of freshmen, eventually that experience is gonna catch up to them. So for me, all Cal has to do is say, listen, I'll bring in a couple one-and-dones, but I'm going to maximize my roster with a couple one-and-dones and then a couple veterans, whether it's the transfer portal or guys who I know are going to stay for 3 or 4 years.
Fair point. I don't think he's going to change it that vastly,
recruits.
Though.
Say it again?
It's a fair point.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to deviate from that far of what he's been doing.
He might have to deviate too far. He just has to adjust a little bit. And I think if he's willing to adjust,
not going
to
happen,
then I think he'll be fine because there's no other place that he's going to be able to recruit as well as he can and no other coach you can recruit as well as he can at Kentucky. So as long as he adjusts, he'll be fine.
It pains me. It pains me because for years I hated when people said this. They say, great recruiter, average coach, in game. When you
I don't
get
buy
out,
that either.
He got out coached by Greg Campy and Shaheen Holloway. And it's not even close. The rosters are loaded. Loaded on Kentucky. You can't get out, coach. No disrespect to Shaheen. No disrespect to Campy. But it wasn't like Cal wasn't working with the curve. He had a massive curve. And he still couldn't find a way to outcoach those two guys. I'm not saying for his career he's an average coach. But now in game, it's inexcusable. When you keep on having more talented teams and higher seeded teams and your teams can't get up for these games. And if you're saying his coaching is good in games, then he's not. Then his message is not resonating with his players and they're overlooking their opponents over and over again. I'm just saying it's time. It's never easy to get rid of a legend. It's not easy. If it was, right, because you have all this emotional attachment to players and coaches and things like that, then it would have already happened. I get that this is a difficult decision, but to get them back to a championship program in a new era, I think you got to bring a new voice in because Cal, to me, has maxed out everything he's capable of doing at Kentucky. What do you think about the future of John Calipari? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I do have a poll question out there today. Does Kentucky need to buy out John Calipari nearly $34 million and fire him after losing to Oakland? Super duper early returns, 64.1% are with me. Fire him, 35.9% are with Samter. Bring him back. We'll take a timeout. This is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Pass rusher Shaq Barrett's going to join us on the other side, saying goodbye to Tampa Bay, now a part of the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Got to work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy. Hey, Mikey, if you're going to puke, find the popcorn bowl.
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
All righty, rocking and rolling on this Friday. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. It's going to be bizarre seeing Shaq Barrett in a Dolphins uniform after the successful run that he's had with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But this past NFL offseason, he signed a one-year deal staying in the state of Florida, but just going from Tampa Bay to Miami, and we'll see what the Dolphins could do for this upcoming season. And the pass rusher, linebacker, Shaq Barrett's kind enough to join us right now. Shaq, first off, congratulations on signing with the Miami Dolphins. Thanks so much for doing this, and how you been?
Well, thank you for that. And I've been good, just hanging out with the family, getting this work in to make sure this year is everything I need it to be.
So you've overcome so much, right, as a player, you know, personally. A lot of people know your story, but now it's once again one of these times when people start to doubt you. They're like, okay, he's getting into his early 30s, coming off injuries. The Bucs say goodbye to him. Now he's finding his way in Miami. Tell people what type of player you still believe that you could be in the NFL.
I think I could still be top 10, top 5, top 2, top 1 edge rusher in the league. Long as I'm healthy and I got like a full offseason now on the train and get right and make sure get into this playbook so I won't have to second guess anything, just read and react. I think me along with Chubb and JP, we could do really big things for the Dolphins up front with the pass rush. And I'm excited to be a part of it with them guys. And yeah, I think the sky's all out. I'm setting my bar really high every time the season starts before the season, writing my notes, my goal for that year. And they're really lofty, so I usually never get them, but I'm going to get it sooner or later with the 23 sacks.
We know you've been a multiple time Pro Bowler. You were undrafted at one point. So just with where you've been in the NFL, it's been a remarkable career. But when people still doubt you, does that still kind of get you a little extra motivated, or you just kind of numb to all the doubt at this point?
No, that always add extra fuel to the fire because, like, y'all obviously, like, hold on, let me just disclaimer. I love Tampa. I have no animosity that it was Tampa at all. I understand the business of it. But, like, just let me go. Just, like, they obviously don't think I can play up to the capabilities of what they was paying me to play up to. So I want to be able to prove them, like, hey, if y'all would have kept me this year, y'all would have sold me, come out there and do what I'm doing for the Dolphins this year. Could have happened for y'all. But I, like, no animosity at all towards them because I understand. But, yeah, so it most definitely lit a fire under me that was already lit from just coming back from the injury and then just not playing the way that I wanted to play statistically. I went out there, played, gave them 100% every game, but my stats didn't show the season that I would like to have. So I just got to get back statistically where I need to be at.
No one wants to get released, and we know how much love you had, like you said, and still have for Tampa Bay. But were you surprised when you got that phone call and you were finding out that you were getting let go from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
No, I wasn't surprised because I honestly prepared my family for the possibility, like, during the year, probably. I told them, like, during it, like, I'm just, like, I've been in the game for a minute, so I was like, depending on this year I had this year, it's either going to be – and where the team direction is even going to be. They let me go and try to let the young guys eat and get ready for their roles in the defense to grow, or it's going to be come out there, dominate, and earn another year, the last year of my contract. And I played good, but I did not dominate. So I understood them letting me go, but I still don't want to be let go, like you said. Like, obviously, it was a little bit of, like, they lost faith in my ability, and I want to show everybody that my abilities are still there, even being 31, because 31 is nothing. I'm still young.
Shaq Barrett here with us now, the Dolphins. So how did it come together with you signing a one-year deal with the Dolphins and changing over to that franchise?
So my agent was talking to me about potentially going to New York, and it was New York all the way up until maybe, I don't remember what day I signed, but it was New York until the day I ended up agreeing to terms with the Dolphins, and they just came out of left field for real. And I love the prospect of going to New York, but Dolphins, like, they just more established as a team. They more proven at this point, and they got some good guys in the room, like in my pass rush room. So I was looking forward to partnering up with them guys, and no state tax, so that helps out a lot.
Was it the Jets or the Giants when you say New York?
Oh, Jets.
Gotcha. That would have been fun, right? Because you played alongside Tom Brady, or Tom Brady was your quarterback for a few years in Tampa Bay. Now Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. So was it mainly just the state taxes? You just think the Dolphins were a better opportunity for you than the Jets?
Yeah, I just think it was a little bit like better of an opportunity. And then just thinking of my family, I had to factor that in a little bit too. So now we'll be able to stay in our Tampa home and they can stay with their homeschool teacher. And then like we figured out like they do 1 week up here, 1 week down there with me in Miami. So it was just part of that part factored in a lot as well. Not having to really uproot everything and just for 1 year. So it would have sucked to have to do that. So I was happy that this pretty much best case scenario. If I could have to move, like just going down the road a couple hours and the family still get to stay here and keep our nanny, keep our homeschool teacher, like everything get to stay the same for this upcoming year. And I'm just down there for about 5-6 months anyway.
Talking to Shaq Barrett right now, now of the Miami Dolphins. So you talked about still wanting to break the sack record. A few years ago, you were close with 19 and a half sacks. You tell me why you still believe that one day Shaq Barrett could have the most sacks in a regular season.
Oh, just believing in myself and then putting that work in and just having opportunities. And down in like Miami, we score, well, it's we now, but like last year, they scored a lot of points last year. So teams always in like catch up mode and getting having to pass the ball and get out of that game plan a little bit more often. And I'm going to take advantage of that and feast with them opportunities, because more opportunities, like I got to make it count. Like that's the player I am and the player I want to be. And if I'm getting opportunities and I ain't producing, then I understand y'all losing faith in me and all that. I'll probably lose faith in myself if I ain't producing with a lot of opportunities, but that's not who I am. I'm a guy who's going to produce with the chance to produce.
You've been on two Super Bowl teams, so you know what it takes to hoist that Lombardi trophy. We know the Dolphins are a good team. We're wondering if the Dolphins could be a great team. What do you see that may suggest that the Dolphins could take that step and be a Super Bowl team as soon as this upcoming season?
I think last year was a real good introduction to what they could be. Like they was balling all year until everybody literally got hurt towards the end of the year or just got hurt for season ending injuries, which made it a lot tougher, a lot harder, because people could step in and fill in. But like you're going to have some points you're going to need your starters to come back, and then they wasn't able to come back. So that just made it a little tougher for them. But like it's hard to stop that offense. Like I told Coach McDaniel when I was meeting with him, like, man, as a pass rusher, edge rusher, I do not like playing against that offense at all. Like, it make you think and, like, just have to read so much stuff and, like, throw so much at you. So, like, being in that offensive scheme, like, it's hard for teams to game plan against that on defense. So, they're going to score that points. It's going to be up to us to do our part on defense. And they've been doing that so far, and I'm excited to add my little 2 cents into it and be able to try to take us to the next level.
As a defensive player, knowing how to be able to identify offenses that could give you fits. When we talk about the Dolphins, everyone talks about the scheme of Mike McDaniel, right? The two wide receivers, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Raheem Mostert had a great season last year. People are still trying to figure out what Tua could be. Let's say you were going up against Tua. What really stands out to you about the quarterback, now your quarterback, in Tua Tagovailoa?
Tua, he can make all the throws, and he goes make plays with his feet, and he can extend plays and get out the pocket. And like he got all the tools to be a great quarterback in this league. And he showed when he was healthy last year that's the pace he was going to be on. So as long as he stay healthy and all the O-line healthy, receivers healthy, he get like the sky's the limit for Tua. And that's like one of the reasons I came down too, because Tua, a young quarterback, and he's like getting into his prime, so he's gonna be at the top of his game for a long time. And then with the schemes, like everything is just like picture perfect down here.
And now he's got the secret sauce, right? You're around Peyton Manning, you won a second Super Bowl. You're around Tom Brady, he wins a 7th Super Bowl. And now Shaq Barrett's around Tua Tagovailoa. Maybe he starts to win a Super Bowl.
See, yeah. The only thing that's about that, though, I won all of them my second year with the team. So, second year with Denver, I won. Second year with Tampa, I won. So, I'm going to break the second year curse this year and get it done the first year. Well, that's the plan anyway.
So, you overcame a big injury in 2022, and you got back last year. We know at the end of the season, like you said, Bradley Chubb got hurt. You had Jalen Phillips, who I think is so underrated and just a stud in this league. He gets hurt as well. Going through that injury, and then you guys want those guys on the field as back as soon as possible. Just what advice would you give both those guys and maybe taking it patient and making sure that they eventually get on the field at 100%?
Yeah, so that injury is two different injuries. So we're like JP, I tell him, like, Like once you clear, just go up, just start going for it. Like, cause your Achilles gonna hold up. You ain't got to second guess it. You ain't got to, cause that's how mine was. Like, I was a little nervous at first, but then when I was like, oh no, it's good. Like, just trust it. And everything just started to fall in line with the rehab and everything. And with Chubb, but like, I never had an ACL. I don't know what the recovery like, but just take it slow and make sure like you're right before you get on the field. And it's still not going to be all the way right. Like, well, I really don't know. I can't even speak too much on it, like with ACL.
Gotcha. Before we let you run, Shaq Barrett, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up. One of my favorite moments from this past season was your touchdown back in week two, I believe. And then afterwards, it allowed your story to get out, honoring your daughter who tragically passed away at 2 years old. When you just look back at that week two moment and that touchdown, just what does it mean to you now, basically almost a year later?
Oh, it still means everything just to be able to talk about my girl a little bit more and have like some spotlight put on her. It just means the world. I just want to keep her name alive for as long as possible because she was everything to our family. And like, we always going to have a big hole that will never be able to be filled. And we do have a new baby girl, Lana, now. And she's been everything for us too. Thank you. Thank you. But it's still like, it ain't no replacing a child. So it's always going to be tough. It's always battles to have to go through, always random moments of just crying. Yeah, but we getting through it together as a family and, of course, with our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, and obviously overcoming an Achilles injury, right? I understand it pales in comparison, but there's always that mental struggle the following season. And then obviously what you had gone through, it's everyone's worst nightmare. Just entering this year mentally, just if you don't mind me asking, where are you at right now?
So the Achilles ain't really bothered me at all too much because I already knew just putting the work in, I'm going to be able to get back to where I was at. Like, I know injuries are part of gaming, but I hated getting hurt that when I did get hurt. But so that really didn't weigh too much on me mentally. But with my daughter stuff, that was a lot. And that's always going to be on my mind and it's always going to be thought of. So it's just something I'm going to have to deal with and play with and play through, which I'll be able to do as long as I'm just talking to my family, talking to people about it, not holding it in. So, yeah.
Well, much love. Once again, congratulations on the birth of a child and then also a new home in the NFL now with the Miami Dolphins. Always rooting for you and appreciate you giving us some time today.
Oh, I appreciate you having me on.
You got it. There he is, Shaq Barrett, joining us now of the Miami Dolphins. Always love our conversations with him. Just so easy to root for. I remember meeting Shaq a few years ago at the Super Bowl. That was right before I think you had the whole pandemic situation. It was in Miami, and he was coming off that big 19.5 sack season. And, man, just such an easy person to root for, both on and then also off the field as well, and wish him nothing but the best. Okay, we'll take a break here on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come on back, Santa's got some questions for me. I got some answers. We'll do a little onside, offside. But first up, standing by with the latest CBS Sports Radio update. Here he is, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sacks taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
It's time to ask the pros where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. You can thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. All righty, Samter. What do we got cooking today, my pal? Mi amigo?
Amigo? That's a bold statement.
Mi
right
mejor
there. I'm not sure if I agree
amigo.
With that one. There we go.
You know what that means?
Say it again.
Mi mejor amigo.
Yeah, my best friend.
Yeah. Was talking about Stu.
It's actually mi amigo mejor.
No.
So you have to put the mejor on the back end of it.
Gotcha. By the way, how about Stu today? Wearing a Dayton Flyers sweatshirt. What's this about?
It's where my dad went to college.
Is that right?
It is right, yes.
How about that?
So it's the one time a year I can wear it is, you know, if they do something in the tournament.
What a comeback, by the way, yesterday. They looked dead. And then Anthony Grant and his squad came storming back to get a W in advance of the second round of the NCAA tournament. Was your dad pumped yesterday?
He was very excited, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he loves his Dayton.
Gotcha. Like, when you called him. What was that phone call like? Because the way you just said it, you're like, oh, he was
no.
very excited.
He was excited. He was happy. He was like, what a great comeback. You know, he watches them, you know, maybe 15 to 20 times a year. Mm-hmm. He watches them during the season, so he's
and
pretty happy.
They had a team that would have done some damage a few years ago. They got screwed because of COVID, right?
With Toppin and company, yeah. They were great. They're fun to watch.
No doubt about it. All righty, what do we got cooking, Santer? We'll spend a little more energy from Stu when he's talking about Papa Kovacs and his Dayton Flyers.
Yeah, listen, I mean, he doesn't really care or show the energy with the Raiders or Notre Dame the Yankees. But when it comes to his dad's Dayton Flyers, you can't shut Stu up. It's crazy. Now, the Arizona Cardinals have the fourth pick overall and are expected to either take a wide receiver there or trade back for the right package. Now, this week, former Ohio State wide receiver, now currently with the Cardinals, Paris Johnson Jr., said that his buddy and former teammate there with the Buckeyes, Marvin Harrison Jr., seems to be interested in playing in Arizona.
It's funny because, like, right when I got drafted, I literally went to Marvin. I was like, dude, you know you're a Cardinal, right? Like, I knew it was going to be a Cardinal because I saw what happened with D-Hop.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, Cardinals probably going to want another 6'4 receiver, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I'm like, dude, like, I have a feeling like he'll probably be a Cardinal.
What was his reaction when you said that to him?
Marvin?
Yeah.
Oh, he said he wanted to be a Cardinal.
Really?
He said he wanted to be a Cardinal.
All right, so onside, offside, the Cardinals should stick at number 4 and then take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Onside. And I think this is going to surprise a lot of people by my answer because we've been talking about quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, 4 in the draft. It still could happen. Just because I say I think they should keep the pick doesn't mean they actually will. But here's why. Eventually, you got to go for it. And last year, you traded back. Right? For years, like the Texans, right, they were acquiring assets. And then they said, okay, we're going to go for it. We're going to trade back in, get Will Anderson, and you compliment C.J. Stroud with Will Anderson Jr. The Cardinals traded back last year. I think now you go for it. You're in at 4. You're going to get the best non-quarterback in the draft. I think the best player, period, in the draft. And more importantly, I know this regime doesn't have an emotional attachment to Kyler Murray, but there is still a financial commitment. And I think Kyler Murray is good. We'll see if he could be great. But you got to get him some talent and put him in a position to succeed. That's why I take Marvin Harrison Jr., who once again I think is the best player, period, pound for pound in this draft. You take him at 4. You pair him up with Kyler Murray, and boom, the Cardinals, maybe they could start to be a playoff caliber team again. Because it doesn't take much to change in the NFL. And that was a team last year that they had a lot of toughness. They were in games. They still need a lot more talent. But things could change rather quickly in this league. So I would go on sides with that one.
Now, while the NFL is keeping the tush push, at least for now, they're still looking to eliminate the hip drop tackle.
Stupid.
However, Richard Sherman ripped the idea, tweeting, quote, I'm at a loss for words.
Man, guys I gotta agree
gonna
with Richard
Sherman. Yeah, I know. Guys gonna have to make a decision to either allow them to get dragged for the first down or give it by penalty. This is ruining the game, end quote. Onside, offside, eliminating the hip drop tackle will actually do more harm than good to the game.
easily onsides. Here's why. You can't explain, or it's very difficult to explain, the hip drop tackle. J.J. Watt was on the Pat McAfee show, and he was asked to explain the hip drop tackle. This is a Hall of Famer, a three-time Defensive Player of the Year, and he goes, I can't even explain it to you. And he's right, because what it is like you grab someone by the hips, and then you slowly drag them down, or you drag them down. That's tackling. So you can't already hit guys in the head, obvious. Now, if you hit someone in the hips, it's how do you take them down from there? So what is this going to cause? A lot more guys just going for the knees and going for the legs. And then you're going to have wide receivers that are going to be out for the year and running backs that are going to be out for the year because they're going to tear their ACL. Or there's going to be some Achilles injury or something like that. So I think this is more harmful than good. But this is once again the NFL giving almost every advantage to the offensive side of the ball and basically making it impossible to play defense. And the NFL will say, oh, this is for the better part of player safety, but they'll add another regular season game, and they're probably going to add another regular season game in the near future. So I think this is a bunch of baloney, and I go on sides. Limiting the hip drop tackle will do more harm than good to the game.
Now, Tom Brady's potential deal to buy 10% of the Raiders is
who?
Still Tom freaking Brady.
Oh, I thought you were going to curse there for a second. Just nope. Call him the GOAT. Bah!
The second best quarterback of all time behind Patrick Mahomes. It's still in discussion.
All right, I'm out.
All right, bye. So I will continue the question. I'll ask the question, and then I can answer the question. Since Zach is taking his ball and going home, since he knows my quarterback is going to end
leaving.
Up being the better all-time quarterback
I'm
than his
leaving.
Quarterback. Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
He's back. All right, welcome
I
back.
Sure I
we
get
missed
paid
you.
Today.
I was a little bit disappointed. I was looking forward to answering this question. Now, Tom Brady's potential
dude,
deal to buy 10% of the
garbage.
Raiders, it's still in discussion amongst the owners at the owners' meeting right now, but one hurdle appears to be that some of the owners are concerned that Brady having ownership stake while also broadcasting games for Fox could be a conflict of interest. So onside, offside, if Brady does have to choose between one or the other, ownership or broadcasting, he should focus on being an owner and give up on being in the booth.
Yeah, I would probably rather be an owner than a broadcaster.
Like, even with that kind of money that he's getting guaranteed by Fox?
So, put it this way. It's less pressure to be a broadcaster. But I think it's just so much more of a boss move to say, I'm a minority owner of a team than I'm the first team broadcaster for the NFL on Fox. Like, don't get me wrong. I love my job here. I love being a broadcaster. I love being a talk show host. But if Mark Davis called me up, even with that haircut, and was like, ZG, I want you to be a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. See you, CBS Sports Radio. I'm out. Your boy is going to be a minority owner where I get to eat like caviar and shrimp cocktail and lobster, go to Piero's all the time in Las Vegas, and just stuff my fat face and help manage and run a football team. So, yeah, if he had to choose one another, he should focus on being an owner and give up on broadcasting on sides.
Now, as Florida State looks to get out of their ACC contract to join one of the big two conferences, likely the SEC, now Clemson has decided to join the lawsuit as well in hopes of getting out of the ACC deal at the same time. So onside, offside, Clemson is actually more valuable to the SEC than Florida State is.
Since Clemson is starting to fall off, and I know they could go win the ACC this year, obviously, but I'm talking about being a perennial championship contender, which they were for a few years, and I don't like the direction Dabo is taking this program because he's not embracing name, image, and likeness. I would much rather put my eggs in the basket of a bigger brand in Florida State, but the future of Florida State football under Mike Norvell compared to the future of Clemson football with Dabo Sweeney. So I do not think Clemson is more valuable to the SEC than FSU. I think it is FSU, which is still the more valuable brand. So when you ask me Clemson more valuable to the SEC than FSU, I go offside.
Offside!
Now, last night, the Orlando Magic took out Zion and the Pelicans, winning their fifth in a row and moving a half game ahead of the Knicks for the fourth seed in the East. Now, former number one overall pick Paolo Banchero had a triple-double, while former fifth pick Jalen Suggs added 22 points. So onside, offside, the Magic are one star away from being a legit title contender.
Whew, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Because they've done a good job drafting. They have a good collection of youngsters.
Got the Wagners.
If you could go get, like, we're talking about like a legit superstar here. Like a Luka Doncic or someone like that?
Maybe not even at that caliber. Maybe like a Jaylen Brown level. Like a tier two kind of star. But maybe if you have to make it a superstar, sure.
Superstar,
but I'm thinking
yes.
More like just like a star player, perennial all-star kind of guy.
If you get a superstar in there, then I will go on sides in answering this question. Jaylen Brown is a really good player. I don't think he's a one on a championship team. And Jason Tatum is that one. So he just signed that big deal in Boston anyway, Brown.
But do you think Paolo could be the one on a championship team based on what he's done his first 2 years in the league? So then maybe you just need a two. Unless Jalen Suggs is the two and then...
Put it this way. They have a good collection of youngsters.
Yes.
A lot of good collection of youngsters.
So you don't necessarily need the one. You might need a two.
You go... I still think you need a one. I still think you need a face of the franchise star. And if they could do that, then you start to have a team that, okay, you could go win a championship with. All righty, that's Onside Offside. This is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. If you are a Samford basketball fan, I feel for you. Because you were getting blown out of that game last night up against Kansas. And then, as you were making that comeback, one of your players had an epic block. But the referee said it was a foul. We need to see a big change to college basketball. And I think it's going to be ironic that I'm the one suggesting this change. I'll tell you why when we return in 5 minutes right here on the Zach Gelb Show. But where else? CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.